Good morning. Lovely to be back here again. I don't know if you, how many were here last time we spoke, but I can't remember. We give a kind of a, it was a bit of a dismal account of what had been happening last year. We were in a kind of like a bad place, it seemed. However, I have much better news to tell you today. I want to give thanks to everybody who supports us, both in financial ways and with prayer especially, because I believe that prayer has really helped us this year to get from the place where we were at last time with shortage of staff to maybe the quality of staff. And you know what boys are like, when they sense a weakness they're going to start, you know, pushing, and they were doing that, and that was the place we were in, and we didn't seem to be making much progress, whereas all the years before we had done. But that's changed. God has been so good. He's answered your prayers, our prayers, and it's His work. So we know that His desire is that people will get set free. See, people will get. Oh, I need my notes. People will grow in God, but also, you know, part of what we do is to bring children out of poverty and vulnerability, and just to set their feet on the ground and let God restore them. So that's the prayer and the financial bit. Well, thank you so much again for those who support, because Brexit came along and we lost 17% of our income because of the exchange rate on the pound. So it's been a challenging year in that respect. The boys are responding very well. We made some changes when we got back last time. They're really enjoying life. I can't go into so many details because we don't really have a lot of time for that, but you just need to take my word for it. There will be a video coming up and you'll see what I mean, how they are. We've learned that we need to be a bit closer to the action with the boys, so we're actually building another building which we're going to move into. It's not very big. It's 4 metres by 16, that's 64 square metres, and that means tight living space. But we believe that if the Thais can do it in much less than that, well then, we've been there 11 years, then so can we, and we will do that. And there's a bit of space on the end for a music room. The boys are getting quite creative in the things that they're doing. We've had guitars for a long time. Somebody has promised us some drums and a keyboard as well. So we're very thankful for that. And so we're able to actually expand that side of the ministry. Not that we're going to be the teachers, we're not. Educationally, the boys are doing really, really well. The school is very proud, really, in some respects. We're proud, but the school is saying that your kids are doing well because they come from a difficult background. They're not in a place where they've had good education when they come to us. And the education system out there is not very good anyway. So very often they have to learn Thai first before they can actually get on with their education, because they speak tribal language usually when they come to us. So that, they're very good like that. The Christianity part, Val might explain a bit more, but you know, we were in that bad place. They lost hold of where they were at before, but now we've got new staff. These staff are excellent. One of them is just starting out on his university course. He's with us for about 24 hours a week. But he actually grew up in a home, so he understands the culture and the working of a home. And he's bringing that through. It's something that we couldn't give, but he's bringing that through. So the boys are really appreciating the way he can talk to them and react with them. We have another member of staff, another male. This is the first time we've ever had two Thai males. And this guy, he's just come out of Bible school, a 4-year Bible school, and his life has been changed. You can see it. There's Bible schools and Bible schools. In the interview, I said, well, look, it doesn't say how long you've been a Christian. You didn't answer that question. So he says, well, he said, when I was in my village, I thought I was a Christian, but when I went to Bible school, they told me I had to be born again. So I've been a Christian 4 years. But he's doing so, so well with the kids. And you'll see him on the video. And what's happened is that we couldn't do a video this year because we didn't have the time or sometimes the energy, but the time. So when we've been here, the two guys that are running that place have got together, taken the boys out, and they videoed it. So actually, we're able to, and they put it up, and they didn't know we didn't have a video. They didn't know that we were going to pirate it from, is it pirated? I don't know what you call that, but download it from YouTube. Okay. So that's been done as well. So you'll get to see that. But I want to tell you about how social services are also viewing our organization, because this year we probably weren't going to take on too many children because we didn't really have the finance so much, but we didn't see anybody out of the five people that came, applied to come, that was really vulnerable, really needed to come. But after term started, social services contacted us and said that we found a boy, we can't do anything with him, we can't send him to one of our homes because he just will not fit. And, you know, we've heard about your home from other social services people, because these guys are not from our area. And he said, you know, will you take him? I said, well, let's have a chat, let's talk, because we've never had that situation before. Anyway, this guy is 9 years old, his name is Fruk, and I'd love it if you could all remember his name and pray for him. They found him, they were tipped off. He was with his dad living in a rice field shelter, which doesn't come with, you know, like bricks and stuff like around it. It doesn't come with a toilet. It doesn't come with running water. There's nothing there. So they've taken him away from that situation. Basically, his mum has left dad. She's taken their daughter, who's got leukemia, and she's trying to work out a way to, like, get some work and feed that side of the family. But actually, mum and dad they've really separated. Dad's got only one good eye, and he's about to have his leg amputated as well, because I think it's gangrene he's got. So they've taken this boy. We've said, yes, we want him. We've taken him in. And he's amazing. This guy, he's only been with us, what, 3-4 weeks now. He's not very... maybe five. He's not very long. And he's speaking English. Now, he's not had that education at school. He's just picking it up from us. We do teach English, but not to the kids when they first come. We need to get their lives sorted first. So we get in the car one day, and we're actually going to the church. He says, so where are we going then? So I looked behind me. I knew who it was, but I thought, where did he get that from? So I said, maybe he's heard me say it. So I asked him a question. I says, where do you want to go? He said, we're going to go to Bort, to church. We're going to go to church. So I thought, he is understanding what we're saying. This guy is really good. The following week, we see him playing guitar before church at the home, just learning, and it's a Christian song. This is a guy from a Buddhist background, doesn't know anything really about Jesus yet, but he's singing these songs, and then he's getting the words together. I can't sing, but hallelujah, hallelujah. So they bring this to the car. So he's in the back of the car. The next week, he's going, hallelujah. And then he's really, really good. And the child next to him is going, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then it's the child three and child four doing the same thing. I think, oh, this is really wonderful. And they start doing a descant. Well, I thought it's brilliant. Then they started mixing up the words, and some of the words I could understand, and it's all very good, very wholesome. So this kid is really, really good. Val's going to say a little bit about, you know, if anybody wants to support him, he hasn't got a sponsor. So he's one to remember his name anyway and pray for him if you would. So I've mentioned about the video. We're going to have that coming on now, and when Val, that's finished, Val will come up and say a few words as well. Thank you.
Okay, I need this. I've not got much of a voice. They were at another home then. They'd gone to visit for 2 days, and they looked really thrilled with it, didn't they? They loved it. So there was one or two extra boys or people in that video. There wasn't just our boys, but he mainly took the video of our boys, so you know, you'd recognise most of them. But they had a fantastic 2 days and night sleeping over there at another home. That's a Christian home, you see. So it does them good, doesn't it, to see other Christians and how they are. From that, you'd think that they just ate the whole weekend, yeah? But I think they had food that they don't often have at our place, so they thought, wow, you know, we'll get in there. The other side to us working in Thailand is a real love of ours, and that's working into the churches out there. We may do that quieter for obvious reasons, but it's such a joy. God's put in our heart to work into the Christians over there. If you imagine, we're English, we get loads of stuff in English, so we're just bombarded with stuff. We can sail along in Jesus listening to all this. They're Thai. Can you think of any literature in Thai? It's one country that speaks that language, no other country. So you can understand there's hardly anything Christian there. There's less than 1% that are Christian in Thailand. So the literature is not there. They've just about got a Bible, you know, so they're thrilled to have their Bible. But there's not a lot of other things for them. So any one of you could go over and teach on a Sunday and they'd be, because they don't hear it. So it's just a real joy of ours to be able to once a month teach in the church. But we knew the time was coming that we should be getting out maybe into another church to teach. But actually it's become more than that. We've realised that this church we've been at is sort of moved buildings and moved a bit further away. But we knew we were moving on to another church. But it's actually moving. It's not sort of going to teach one week as we thought so to start with. It's actually moving all the boys and everybody to a church that's just been built closer, much, much closer to our foundation, our boys' home. So it's easier to get there. As a younger guy, he calls himself Jackie because he looks a lot like Jackie Chan. So they call him Pastor Jackie. He's great. And his wife, they're lovely people. Absolutely heart sold out for God. You know, he puts all his life, his finances, his everything into trying to teach people about our lovely Lord Jesus. And so we love him to bits. We've known him quite some time, but now we feel is the time. And he's very welcoming. He wants us to come and teach in his church. So we'll get that opportunity a lot more. One other thing I'd just like to say to you is can I just put this down for a minute? Our three young boys who need sponsoring. I've got some chai whose sponsor can't sponsor him anymore now, needs a new one. Great young man he is, growing up really well in the Lord now. And we've got here a boy who came to us last year, still hasn't got a sponsor, bless him. He's 7, full of fun, full of jokes. You have to sort of get him down a bit sometimes because he's very boyish, you know. But he's a lovely character. And this is our new boy, Fruk, who's just come to us, who needs a sponsor too. It's about £60 to sponsor, so often people work together. If you think, oh, well, I can do half of that. I can put in £30 a month. That's no problem. Then that would be great. If somebody else said it, we'd just marry you together, you see, and say, well, grats, that's one covered. Okay, so if there's a special boy that grabs your heart, let us know and we'll put your money towards that. What goes towards it is towards the special needs of that child. We have a general fund that I know a lot of you help us with, and that's all for the wages and the house, vehicle, land, you know, maintenance. By the door, we have sheets that we've copied so that you can take a sheet with you if you're unsure and you want to pray about it or talk to your husband or wife or whatever. Okay. Give you a bit of time. All right. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you ever so much for all your love and prayers. Okay.